By now, almost everyone listening to this, I'm sure, has heard about the shooting that took place today in Binghamton. There were, according to the last reports, about 12 to 14 people killed. Terrible, tragic happening. And I ask for your prayers for those who have died. I pray for the families of those who have died and pray for those who are taking care of them. I know that in the aftermath of this, people ask a lot of questions. Why would God allow something like this to happen? These people who died were just doing their job. They weren't doing anything worse than anybody else. Why would God allow something like this to happen? These questions arise after every event of this nature. And they're difficult to answer, and I don't want to pretend that we have an easy answer to them, because we don't. And no one, I think, can ever tell you that they know specifically why God allowed this particular event to take place. I think all we can say is that in general, the world is not as it should be. The world is not as it was designed and created to be. God created a world of harmony and peace and love and justice, where things like this would not and could not happen. This tragedy and tragedies like it only take place in a world that has taken its leave of God. If you think back to Jesus' parable of the lost son, the prodigal son, the son asks the father if he can divide his inheritance and take his share and leave the house. And the father doesn't want him to go, but the father allows him to go. He permits him to go. And the father doesn't follow him, but he lets him have his way. And so the son takes the inheritance and he leaves his father's house and he spends his money on wild living, and ultimately he finds himself in the pigsty, eating the food that actually is given to the pigs. Well, in some sense, I think that's a story about humanity in general. When we turned from God, God allowed us to turn. He removed his protection from us, or actually we removed ourselves from his protection, when we as a race, as a people, as a group, collectively and corporately determined that we were going to live independently of him. He let us have our way, our will. And so because of that, natural disasters, criminal acts of incredible brutality like the one that took place today happen. And whether people are Christian or non-Christian or good or bad, we're all caught up in it, because the world is now outside, or we've stepped outside of God's protective hedge that he set around the garden originally when he first created humanity. So there's only one response, and I think this is a key thing to remember. There's only one response when things like this take place. And that's not to blame God, not to be angry at God, not to be upset at God, but to repent. And to say, Lord, we as a people, and not just we individually, but we as a people have fallen away from you. And this world is as it is because it's a world in rebellion against the good order that you have established. So it's the response needs to be one of humility and repentance. At the same time, as Christians, as people who are filled with the Holy Spirit, as people who are involved in God's new creation and God's new act of creation on this world, or in this world, we're called to be His hands and His feet here. So when these tragedies take place, we're the ones who God would have be agents of His compassion, His mercy, and His love, and to let people know that despite the fact that the world has turned from Him, God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save it. So if you know anybody who's involved in this tragedy, or you know anybody who's been touched by this tragedy, I think that's your call to help and to be in their lives as someone, as an agent of grace. For us as a church, it requires calls forth our prayers, and collectively and individually. And if there's anything that we can do, and we'll have to wait and see what needs there are in the aftermath of this tragedy, if there's a need that needs to be filled, then we need to fill it. I hope this has helped as you're processing what's happened today. And if you have any more questions about this, please feel free to give me a call or to email me at lambeth@flesh.net. God bless you all, and I'll see you on Sunday morning.